What's up, girl? We do have a lot to talk about.
You just reminded me of my little girl when she came here the other day, and she said, "What's up, girl?"
What's up, girl? I was like, "Oh, she's been watching
right
from the hip."
Right.
Hashtag from what is it?
Hashtag still from the hip.
Somebody took from the hip. Hashtag from the hip. We ain't gonna talk about that.
We won't talk about it. But okay,
let's go.
The Empire News. What is coming, right?
2 days.
2 days.
We got our countdown. 8 p.m. You know where I'm going to be, right?
8 p.m. And it looks this morning at 2:30 in the morning, after I watched the Emmys, they had an hour-long special look at season 2.
Why didn't they advertise it, or did we just miss it?
I just happened to see it because, you know me, I try to give every new TV show at least an hour of my time.
You do. I bless you. Some of them don't deserve it, but you do.
Right. So I was clicking forward, trying to set up my DVR viewing and stuff.
Right.
You know, for Monday night, because Gotham is starting tonight. And I wanted to make sure I got all my Monday night stuff. And I go, wait a minute, Empire what? I'm like, what is this? And I sat there and watched it, and I learned so much. I mean, it gave scenes into season 2.
Any surprises that we didn't know about yet?
Well, it looks like Chris Rock might be ruling the prison yard. Like, why does he always play the same type of character, though, in the prison? He's always the prisoner who can get you everything you need. Typecast much?
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe they did that for an hour. I went on the Fox Now app, and I could not find that, so I was not happy.
Yeah, I looked for it on the desktop site. It wasn't there. I wasn't happy because I wanted to see it again, but I still have it on DVR. You can come over later. We'll watch it.
Yeah.
But, okay, the Emmys, speaking of, after I watched the Emmys, and you guys should have followed along with me because I live tweeted it.
I was watching Mad Max. I missed it.
And you can watch Mad Max.
But I read her
anytime.
Tweets, though. They were really good tweets.
But it was our headline in today's paper, A Night of First, a headline. And it's a beautiful page here.
Yes. The Dallas Morning News, dallasnews.com.
Yeah.
Download the app. It's free and it's lovely.
Viola Davis was the first black woman to win lead actress in a dramatic role in a drama. And she won, and have mercy, Jesus. She opened with a quote from Harriet Tubman that's still relevant in 2015.
Why is it still relevant?
But it was a colorized version of Emmys. The Emmys is normally one of the whitest shows on TV.
Right.
And I'm not mad about that because it happens.
Well, there hasn't been a lot of color.
But this year, they weren't just paying homage or giving nods to things. There were presenters of color. There were winners of color. Uzo from Adabu from Orange is the New Black. Stop it. Now, if you can say Krzyzewski, you can say Uzo.
How do you know all these people?
If you can say Roethlisberger, you can say Uzo. I'm just saying.
How do you know all these people?
I'm a pop culture savant. All it is. That's what I am.
Well, go ahead about Uzo.
I retain it. But she is the first actress, period, to win Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy and Best Supporting Actress in a Drama. Same TV show. They changed the genre for the show, and she won back to back.
Wow, that's amazing.
And her speech was so eloquent, and she wasn't prepared. She didn't think she was going to win. And then Regina King.
Now, who introduced her? Was that Taraji and Terrence that introduced her?
No, Taraji and Terrence.
Who did they introduce?
Taraji and Terrence gave the award to Regina King. And Taraji, bless her heart, I guess she's so used to clapping for other people, she could not contain her joy. Chick was out of her seat the whole night.
I heard they were friends. So
yeah, but I think you have to have friends in that industry because of the way, they've marginalized not only women, but women of color.
Right.
Like Viola said, I can do anything if given the opportunity, but you have to give me the opportunity.
That was great.
And I think she won this Emmy when she sat in front of that mirror during that show and took her wig off and scrubbed her makeup off. She just went raw.
I'm about to start watching that How to Get Away with Murder. My daughter watches it and she loves it.
It's intense. It's very intense and it's very fast-paced. But Adam Sandberg, bless his heart, he did okay. his humor kind of falls flat on me sometimes. He's from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Another show I don't watch.
You have to. It's so funny. It's like an updated Barney Miller. It's just Andre Brower's in it.
Whoever that is. Sorry.
Okay.
I got my favorite shows. Okay. I don't watch every one of these
shows. You gotta know Reg E. Cathy, right?
That sounds familiar.
Okay.
Okay. That person sounds familiar.
He also won an Emmy, and he was the one who, I swear, when he came on stage to present an Emmy, I wanted him to present everybody's Emmy because his voice is just so beautiful. He played the father in Fantastic Four. I know.
I like Fantastic Four, so.
You might not like this new one. It's too bad, but Shonda Rhimes, I noticed she was tweeting, and I tweeted back at her. She didn't tweet back at me.
She probably was so busy, Don. Don't take it wrong.
She wasn't busy.
Shonda, she doesn't mean it. Lord, let me stop you from yourself when you say something. Because y'all are Facebook friends, and we don't want her to unfriend.
She didn't even go to the show.
Never mind, I said that. Keep going, girl. I'm just playing.
Okay, and tomorrow night, okay, Emmys, they were great. Tracy Morgan made a surprise appearance.
How is he doing since the accident?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Speaking in full sentences, he didn't use a
cane. Could he walk up there?
Yes, he walked up on his own. He's visibly gained some weight. And in the room afterwards, he showed his big gut to the press, how fat he's gotten and everything.
Well, that's good to hear because I was worried about it.
Yeah, he even cracked some jokes. I mean, they should have let him host. Yeah. He could have sat down halfway through and done just as good as Adam
Sandberg.
Because
last I think there was a settlement or something, but...
Yeah, I mean,
he lost his best friend in the crash,
and he was in a coma for 8 days, but it was beautiful, and they gave him the perfect tribute. It was a standing ovation when he came out onto the stage,
wow.
And that deserved it. The whole night, it was the first Emmys I've sat through in a long time, and Lord have mercy, it ended on time. I am so proud of him for that.
How long was it?
It never ends on time.
How long was it?
3 hours. But if you count...
Well, you thought I was going to sit through 3 hours.
If you count...
I'll wait to read it. Mm-mm. DallasNews.com. Download the app. We have all the information there.
Look, and the fashion on the back.
Oh my God, this is beautiful.
Yeah, this is beautiful. Although this was a miss because Amy Schumer looked like she was going to somebody's junior prom and she wasn't even a junior.
Is this worse dress? Like
Amy Schumer looked like she was going to an ex-boyfriend's prom to show him up.
Yeah, that's bad.
It was just awful.
The eye makeup's not working.
And
out.
What is this thing? Olive Kittredge.
Look at Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum. That's awful. I don't know. It looked like she hijacked a duck on the way.
She should have never. I didn't think she could be made to look bad.
She should have known better.
That's a yellow mess.
She might as well have worn just a trash bag. She'd have been okay.
Oh, God
and
bless.
Wait a minute. The person who they didn't put
Candy
down
Striper.
Here, who completely missed, was Frances McDormand. Chick had a ponytail. Like, I'm just doing this. I'm just me. I'm at work. We on a break. This chick had her hair not even long enough for a ponytail. It looked like an oxtail. Just sticking on the back of her
serious?
Hair. Right. I'm like, okay.
Man, we should have did our Oscar
On one hand, I'm like, solidarity, sister. You show them it's not all about being pretty and vain.
So
but
wrong.
On the other hand, I'm like, you just want an Emmy.
Oh, no.
And
wow. And
you look like you just came out of bed and somebody reminded you had to go to the Emmy.
Well, God, but this is in DallasNews.com.
Yeah.
We have the hits and misses when it comes
and
to
we got
dressing.
Slideshows, and our girl at the Real Taraji looked awesome. Look at that right there.
I know. Gorgeous.
That right there.
She really
And she was genuinely happy. And my favorite part
That's
of the whole
beautiful.
Emmys, though, wasn't even the telecast. It was a commercial that starred Taraji, Mary J. Blige, and Kerry Washington for
really?
Apple Music. I don't even
okay,
like...
I'm going to have to Google
I
that.
Don't even like Apple products, and I wanted to run out and
subscribe.
I have an iPhone, too. Because they make me. Okay.
Okay, Apple people, we're sorry.
You know what? If y'all send me a new iPhone 6, I love you.
The Emmys, obviously, it sounds like it was great. But
yeah.
We're going to have to move on.
But you got to look at the commercial. We got to move on.
I am going to.
Okay.
Okay,
what
so,
we got?
Well, quick on Half and Half Nots. I believe tomorrow might be the finale.
I think it is.
Say somebody's supposed to
somebody's
die.
Somebody's going
to
die.
I think it'll be Celine. She's expendable.
You know who I think it is now? I don't think it's Celine. I think.
Don't say Wyatt.
No, not Wyatt. I did think Wyatt. But no, now I think it's going to be the campaign aide, the one who's trying to get
Veronica's husband. Yeah. With David.
Her. Number one, I can't remember her name. Expendable.
Celine can go, though. And her kids.
He said he wanted a bloodbath. How about all of them?
No, but he said bloodbath. Did he say Celine in the bloodbath?
He named Veronica. He named a prison guard. He named a judge.
Well, it won't be any major characters.
No,
so
that's why I think it's got, but it's got to be a character that that the viewers know. So in order for maximum impact, I think it's got to be the blonde chick who I can't remember her name.
I can't remember her name
either.
So she might be right.
Expendable.
Okay.
So Vanessa Williams accepted the apology.
I saw that. Wow.
I don't know. I'm proud of them for coming back and apologizing to her because she did more for that darn pageant than anybody before or since. And you trounced her because of something she did in her youth that she regretted and apologized for.
What made them come back and do it now?
You know why? Because she's an Uber star. And they needed that shine. And she was gracious enough because she is.
And do they still have viewers? I guess so, Miss America.
They do.
And then Schwarzenegger is replacing Trump with Celebrity
Apprentice. Yeah. He got to come up with a new catchphrase.
I don't know, but I think of Terminator when I think of Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm.
I
guess we need to get a celebrity. He was available.
Now, we broke the story
about Ahmed, right.
And his clock. And I immediately wondered why Flavor Flav wasn't in the middle of that. And then,
could you imagine Flavor Flav if he went to Irving? I'm just playing. Irving,
he needs to walk. Ahmed needs to walk up in there with a clock around his neck every day. A different clock around his neck every day.
But you know, there's some pushback.
What time is it?
But you know, there's some pushback.
There's some conservative folks saying
there's information that they can't release because he's a monster. So there's some pushback.
And
who can get that image of that little boy with the handcuffs out of their head?
I know. And you did it, and you embarrassed him. You did it in front of all these people. And it's just, there's a way to handle things like that. And I don't think they did it correctly. And
then the responses, it was an apology. Yeah. It wasn't an apology. We had to do it to protect people. It was more like
CYA.
Right.
You protecting them from getting to class on time.
But you know,
because it was a clock.
But there's people think that some of the conservative folks believe that this will stop some of the teachers now from reporting suspicious activity. Don't say that.
You see, no what? Okay, we need to present both sides.
We need to move along.
My apologies. I can't even.
Okay, let's move on.
I can't even. Okay,
I'm sorry, Ahmed.
Speaking of conservatives, the Republican debate happened.
Oh yeah, Trump.
And I feel like the world shifted over a little bit.
Carly Fiorina. She is going up.
You know what though?
Trump took a little dip. Just a little.
I do love how she answered the question, what do you think Trump meant about talking about your face?
She was strong,
and she just answered for all women.
Could you imagine her Hillary?
I know.
We got to wrap it up because we got to keep this thing down. But we will talk about issues we could not get to. We'll talk about
it
this week.
Empire, baby. Wednesday night, 8 p.m.
Right.
We'll be live tweeting, and we'll be back Thursday to talk Empire first, Empire last, and Empire all the time.
I'm counting the hours. I'm going to put one of them hour counters. All right, girlie.
I got my countdown already going. Bye.